you're serious about the fire. I don't care if the aircon is on 42. When I praise my God, I don't care. Because I love Him. Not because it needs to be comfortable. What if Jesus sends you to the Sahara and you need to be in the heat and it's 52 degrees and you have to preach the gospel there? Are you going to say, no, Jesus, I'm not going to go because it's too hot, I need an aircon? Are you going to say, no, I need to go drive with my aircon to Sahara so that I can have an aircon in my car? Shame. You will not fulfill the call of God if you are comfortable. God will push you out of your comfort zone. You'll be comfortable and suddenly things will change in your life. Because for you to go to a new dimension, sometimes God has to kick you out of the nest. It's time to fly. It's time to fly. It's time to fly. Come on, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hey! Praise Him. Praise Him. Are you not tired of being in the same place? Are you not tired of praying in this dimension? Is it not time for you to go a little bit higher? I cannot do anything for you. And God cannot do anything for you if you are not hungry. I can be wanting McDonald's with all my heart. But if I don't drive to the McDonald's and pick up an order and say, order please. And you say, I want a Big Mac. I'm there because I'm hungry. My question is to everybody, why do you come to church? Just for a show? Just to say that you attended church and it's a tick box on your week? Or are you coming hungry for His fire? Hungry for His power? God will require greater sacrifice for you to go to another level. Sometimes we pray and we pray for hours and you want to go to a new level and you keep on praying, but God says, give up that drinking, give up that cigarette, give up those things that's holding you back, but you keep on praying. No, God says, give it up. God answers every sacrifice by fire. I spoke to people at the camp and I can see a tremendous change with young people that's connected to Encounter. We are a radical breed. We are a different type of people. We do not compromise. We do not stand for being lukewarm. If you are lukewarm, if you enter that youth camp lukewarm, you've exited that weekend with fire. It's impossible for you to be in the presence of God and to stay the same. It's impossible for you to sit under the word Sunday after Sunday and stay the same. What do you see? If you close your eyes right now, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Or are you just coming to church 6 years and not an e-group leader yet? Why can't you get 5 people and disciple them and give them the fire of God? It's time to rise up. It's time to practice what we preach. You can stand in church, shout hallelujah till you're blue in your face. But if you do not go take action out there, nothing is going to change. You need to manifest and demonstrate what you receive here on a Sunday. A Christian without a demonstration is a dead Christian. How many signs, how many wonders followed you this week? How many people did you pray for that's sick? How many people did you invite to church? But the problem is, it's me, myself, and I. It's all about my comfortability. The air cons are not on, I'm not going to stay in the service, I'm going home. Guess what? The requirement for his fire is sacrifice. So I want you to look at the person next to you, and if they look a little bit red in their face, you just say, it's a fire. Hang on, I want you to say, it's a fire. Amen. So what you're feeling in the physical is only a demonstration tonight of what's taking place in the spirit. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm saying it again. There might be a reason why the aircons are off tonight. So you can catch fire. Time to catch fire. What does it take to start a bonfire? One little spark. And that bonfire will erupt. And in the realm of the spirit tonight, the only thing I see is trees falling into this building. And what it's going to take is one glimpse of fire for the fire to consume your life. One little bit of fire can cause a rugby field to burn down. I promise you know right now, fire is not containable. You cannot contain the fire. You can see the fire. Adrian, if you have to stand here and suddenly that LED is going into flames, will you see it? Why? Because you're seeing the fire and your life is in danger. So from this night forward, your enemies will see your fire. And they will know, they've touched the wrong one. That people at your workplace that's bullying you, that people in the workplace that's putting you down, that boss that doesn't want to give you a promotion, I want to tell you, when you go back after tonight, they will only see the fire. Nothing but the fire. You need to have the fire of God to have favor with people. What will make you different from the person next to you? Not someone that just goes to church Sunday after Sunday. Someone that carries fire. When someone walks into the building and they carry fire, you can see it in their eyes. Their eyes are burning with fire. You can listen to someone's words and you can determine how on fire they are. Are you ready to encounter his fire? Come on, let's give Jesus Christ one more praise. Amen. Come on. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Oh, his fire is here. Oh, come on, just lift up your hands. Say, I receive the fire. Some of you will stand in your chairs and you will start feeling like you're burning. Some of you will sit in your chair and you feel like crying. Some of you will sit and you will start feeling like laughing. It's just the fire of God. That is what fire does. It changes things. Fire has the ability to change the environment. If you are cold in the winter, what do you do? Anke Pastor Martin, ons maak 'n vuurtjie. And we sit by the fire. Because we need the temperature to change. May the heat, may the temperature of your spirit increase in this night. May you be on this level of heat. And may Jesus Christ turn that oven so that you can burn. Have you ever seen a marshmallow that looks like charcoal? Huh. You don't want to eat that thing? When you're on fire, when people are in your environment, they will change. Because if I take that marshmallow and I put it in the fire, it comes out black. So when you encounter his fire, everything will change. Amen. You can take your seats. I know it's hot and I know we're sweating a lot, but that's okay. We're doing it for Jesus Christ. Amen. Think about this. How many people get persecuted daily because of the gospel? They cannot even read the Bible in public. Those of you online, yeah, I can't even see me, Josh. Praise the Lord. I think I'm going to get a drink, but thank you. I first of all, before I start with anything, before I start with anything tonight, there will be a manifestation of fire. You know what I was thinking yesterday? I only found out that I'm preaching a centurion yesterday, and I said to Pastor Marie, is that a mistake? But those of you online, welcome to the fire of God. If you type into your Google bonfire in centurion, you will find a counter church centurion tonight. We're just busy frying some marshmallows. We are in the presence of God because it's lekker. Everyone say lekker. And if you say it like an English person, it's lekker. So if you're English, I understand. Say lekker. Because it's lekker to be in the presence of God. Amen. And those of you online, consume the hashtag lekker. Encounter church. Because it's good to be in the presence of God. There's nothing that restores your soul like church. My whole week is about being here, being in his presence, seeing people encounter God. But before I start, I want to say this, and I was thinking about this yesterday, as I said, as Pastor Marie said to me that I'm preaching here, I thought sure that it was a typing error or something. And I said, that's fine. I mean, you know why I'm confident tonight? Because I have a father and a mother that believes in me. I have a prophet that activated what you are seeing tonight. I am just a product of my father. I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for the voice that they are in my life. I wouldn't have been here. My family wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for prophet taking up the call. I wouldn't have been here activated. You see, a son in the house is a manifestation of the father. So what you see here tonight is only a manifestation of who he is. Because you know why? I had my own ministry before. Before I came to Encounter Church, you guys can take your seats, sure, like a long stone. sure. I mustn't come down here. I must stand this side. The fire is lit there. The first row is on fire. Let me tell you why I say that. Those of you online, I hope you're listening. You can please share the broadcast. We sometimes want to do our own thing. And every one of you hopefully has listened to the sermon, the prophet, or the series that we're busy with about Leah and Rachel, right? Amen. And about Ishmael and Isaac. Now me, myself, and I had an Ishmael ministry. It was all about Gerard. It's about going out there, preaching the gospel, getting crowds, verkoop je Afrikaanse CD. That's what it was about. And I thought that was that. While doing that ministry, I was broken. I was rejected by many. And I longed for a spiritual father. I longed for a man of God that would have the ability. I want to use it differently, that have the guts. Because not a lot of men of God have guts to tell the truth. And he's a man of truth. And he sat me down after I saw him for coffee. And he said to me, Gerard, you know, the call of God upon your life is great. The gift is there. But let's work a little bit on your character. Let's work on the things that you're dealing with when you're alone at home. And it's just you. When no one else is there, when it's just you, the thing is who you are when you are alone. That is actually who you are. It's not what you see in your church is more. I'm not gonna make up. I'm not like beautiful. But when you're alone at home, 2 a.m. in the morning, who are you? And the prophet said to me, Gerard, it's time, if you want to do it, he said to me, you can give up your ministry and come serve. And I said, it was difficult, it was not easy. But the requirement for his glory is death. I want to say it again. Death is the requirement for his fire. If you want to walk in the call of God, it's not easy. You have to die daily. The word of God says, pick up your cross daily and follow me. Not one week in the church and then you leave because someone didn't greet you at the door. It is a continual process. And prophet sat me down and I doubt of a lot of things. Don't want to get into that tonight. That's not why I'm saying this. But a lot of rejection. Moved in if possible. Most of you know my testimony. If you went on at 201, every 201, I share my testimony. And we have 201 coming up again. But I cried out to God for a spiritual father that believed in me. But also sat me down and worked on my character. That's what I know. I know. And in this house, if you remain faithful, if you remain pure, if you keep your heart right, if you keep your heart from offenses, even when it's difficult, even when your family persecutes you about coming to church, and you still make a decision to come. It's like in the room before I came out, I heard the Spirit of God saying that every one of you serving in this house, Sunday after Sunday, Saturday after Saturday, cleaning the church, being part of Prophet's vision. Do not get tired because you're about to be filled with a fire. It's like you will clean and you ask God, why is breakthrough not coming? You will clean the toilets every Saturday and think to yourself, but I don't have money in my bank account. But then one day suddenly God just says, here is your breakthrough. Because you remain faithful. Faithfulness is very far. It's very, very far to find. Someone that's faithful. So Prophet Tess, I know you're watching. Prophet Tess sent me a message beforehand. You know, I want to say this. What stands out for me, it hit me this morning, is that we are a family. And as pastors, every single one of them are here tonight. My first time preaching here. But we support each other. And that is what makes Encounter different. We are not here to put your gift down. If you have a gift, just submit to the process, and I promise you before God tonight, I'm a witness and I'm a testimony that if you can submit to the process, God will promote you and there will be a lifting. Amen. 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 You can give me the scripture. Everyone knows sonship. Everyone knows what it is to be a son because we do it in 301 and 401. But I want to just say this. Sonship is not based on gender. Sonship is not just for the men in this place. It's for the women as well. And sometimes when you talk about sons, we think that it is just for the men, but it's got no gender base to it. And I want you to give me the scripture. It is going to be Romans 8 verse 14. You can put it up. Romans 8 verse 14. I want you to read with me. Are you guys ready to read with me? Amen. One, two, three, four. Are you led by the Spirit of God? I want to read this one more time. One more time. Let's read it up. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you qualify for this scripture. You are a son. You are a daughter of God. Which means you have certain rights. You have the right as a son to put a demand on things. If I go, my dad and my mom is here. Amen. Yaku adados. Amen. If I go to my dad's house, I don't ask him if I can open up the fridge and take out the milk to make coffee. Because I'm his son. I have a right to take that milk and to drink and make coffee, right? So why do you think it's different with God? If he's your father, why do you doubt what he can do for you? Why do you doubt that business that you want to run, but you doubt if God can do it for you? If he is your father and you are a son and a daughter, guess what? You can open up your fridge and you can take out everything that you need. I want to stretch your mind, because some of you are a little bit bound in the thought pattern about God and who he is. He's a father, Suri. He wants to bless you with the biggest house of your desires. He's a father. He's not someone that just wants you to come to church and be a robot. He loves you, man. Kid, he wants to see every desire in your heart fulfilled. Every father in this place, you would want your child to walk in their purpose, to fulfill their dreams, and to drive the best car, and to live in the best house. Is that true? As a father, you want to give your child the best. So why do you think it's different with Jesus? He wants to give you the best, Aniruasa. That means he doesn't want you to deal with rejection. He doesn't want you to deal with pain. He doesn't want you to hold on to the unforgiveness. He doesn't want you to hold on to the things that's keeping you bound, because he's a father that loves you so much that he sent his son to die and for his blood to be poured out so that you can have everything in abundance. There's no sin too big that God cannot forgive. There's no mistake that you can make that can cause God to be pushed away from you. There's nothing that you can do that will cause God to unlove you. He loves you, full stop. You do not have to pray 10 hours for him to love you. I want to say it again. You do not have to pray or know your Bible before God loves you. He just loves you. There's no "I love you because." There's just "I love you." The problem is with people, there's always a "because." There's always a "I love you" up until, you know, you do something that offends me. Listen to this. David had a lot of friends. David was the closest to God's heart. Everyone knows that, right? But everyone knows also that he was the greatest sinner. He did a lot of bad things, but he was still close to God. And David was in this place over here. And in this place with the people around him, he messed up, he fell into sin, and God still loved him. God still saw the purpose David had, even though he had mistakes. But the people left him. The people left David. Be careful who's around you when you go through a difficult time, because they might leave you. Be careful for wrong friends that whispers ears and gossips about leadership and you're not supposed to. Be careful when you're at school and people gossip and say wrong things about people. And in the next moment, your friends start influencing you. But David was here in sin. But God still loved him and God still saw the call. The people left David because they thought, who is this guy? How can he be used by God? How can he be the chosen one? So he's here, he's in sin. But a few months later, that same David is here and he's king. Do you guys get that? Which means God does not see your process. He does not see where you start. He only sees your finish line. He only sees when you are walking your call. He only sees the finished work. He does not see your pain. He does not see your rejection. He does not see your mistakes. He only sees, hey, Dion, you're a businessman. Hey, Janet, you're the greatest e-group leader. Hey, my people, you're the greatest intercessor. Jesus Christ only sees the finished work. He does not see your mistakes. He does not see the things you did. Because even though you go through things sometimes, Jesus still sees that you have a call. But we need to get discouraged. Because we do not see ourselves the way God sees us. We just see ourselves in our own perspective. But God says, I see you as a finished work. I want to tell you, you have everything on the inside of you to accomplish what you need to accomplish. Everything. You don't have a little Holy Ghost. You have a big Holy Ghost. You don't have a little bit of fire. You have fire. When you get baptized, you don't get a little Holy Ghost and pray a little bit softly here because you have a little Holy Ghost. I want the fire. I want the fire. You pray softly because you have a little Holy Ghost. I want the fire. Jesus, please, I want the fire. He said, I want the fire. I want the fire. Why do I shout? People will say, why do you shout? God is not deaf. I don't care. I'm not shouting for him. I'm shouting for me. So that I can show God I'm desperate. This is the thing. This is the thing. The time is running fast when you're up here. It's like a time traveler. You get up at 6 o'clock and the next moment it's 6:45 and you feel your, but you haven't even started the first sentence. This morning at the youth camp, we couldn't even get to a message. I said to Jesus, it's fine, I will put my mic down and you can just do what you do. I switched my mic off, I just look at Boston and Nadine, I said, I don't know what to do. 60 young people were baptized. 250 young people were filled with the Holy Spirit. 250 people were filled with the fire of God. 250 young people will change the nation. 250 young people will cause their friends at school to be on fire. 250 young people. Oh, come on. If that does not excite you, imagine your 11-year-old comes home and they say fire and you fall under the power. What did you do? I'm a people comes home and they be filled and you're like, yo, what's this power? I want to tell you our young people's on fire. Do not underestimate our young people. I want to tell you, prophet has trained us well. We've learned from the best. Your child does not have a little Holy Ghost. Your child has the same Holy Ghost that you have. So after this camp, if your young child says, Rabba Shanda Rabba, and they start praying in the spirit, and they come to you, mommy, can I pray for you? You know what you should do? You should phone your neighbor and say, can you please be my catcher? Because you're about to fall under the power. Come on, he's fire! Fire! It's time for the 10-year-olds, the 13-year-olds, to lay their hands on the sick, to cast out devils. This is my problem. You're on fire when you're 13, but how does your life look right now? Do we still have to beg you to come to a prayer meeting? Do we still have to beg you to come to church? Do you sit here looking at us with big eyes like Adam on Mother's Day, thinking that this is for you? If you are not on fire, there's a problem. I want to say it again, because Jesus Christ says he will spit you out. How does your spiritual life look? And may the fear of God come upon you if you're thinking that we're joking around tonight. Because we don't joke with fire. You will burn. Satan will be in a lake of fire forever. God will throw him into the lake of fire. Make sure that you're not with him. Get your life in order. Leave those things holding you back, man. There's no more time to play around. There's no more time to play with church. There's no more time to play around with the call of God. If God says do something, then do it. Why wait? Why wait? Oh no, because I've got tomorrow. What if tomorrow does not come? What if people were supposed to be in church tonight to encounter God and they missed the encounter because they're not in the building? What if that prayer meeting that you don't go to was the appointment God had with you where he wanted to speak to you? What if you're praying for breakthrough to discover the call of God and that meeting with your zone leader you do not attend because you are busy and that meeting God wanted to promote you? What if that e-group meeting that we're inviting you to week after week, WhatsApp after WhatsApp? I mean, our church is very famous for WhatsApp messages. Really, we communicate on WhatsApp. Some of you blue ticket. I think I will go back to e-group next week. But when you are on fire, you will be at every prayer meeting. You will be at every service. You will be at every time that you can encounter God. You will be there. It's the fire. That is what the fire will do. It's what the fire will do. And if you're not in that place, tonight you will be set on fire. This is the thing. Your love for God is determined by your level of serving. I want to say it again. Your love for God is determined by your level of serving. Jesus Christ came to serve us. We are here to serve the people. We do not vacuum this building because we want to catch shine. We vacuum this carpet because we love God. I make cleaning my priority because I love God. This is His house. Every chair in this building is His chair. When you love God, you will take responsibility for the vision God gave you. When you love God and you love this vision, you will take responsibility to serve without begging, because you will be on fire. You will be so on fire. As you ask Johanna, can you please just put me onto the cleaning WhatsApp group? You will go to Pastor Nadine and say, can you please add me to the e-kids? I want to be a part of it. You can go to your e-group leader and say, please disciple me. I want to be a leader. That is what the fire of God can do. You see, I wanted to say this. There is a significant difference between children and sons. You can stay a baby in the spirit for 50 years. Just because you're 60 years old does not mean that you are 60 in the spirit. Where are you? How many people are around you? How many people are following you? How many people listen to your voice? How many people say, I want to serve Jesus Christ because of Barent. I want to serve Jesus Christ because of Eddie. I want to serve Jesus Christ because of Tonya. I want to serve Jesus Christ because they see the life that you live. The only way you can become a son is if you are led by the Holy Spirit and you're submitting to leadership. Here's the thing. I could have made a decision not to give up my own ministry, but I chose to submit myself to my prophet, to my leader, so that he can guide me. Because how can you submit to a God that you cannot see, but you cannot submit to a man that you can see? It's not possible. You need to have a man of God, a woman of God in your life to say, hey, you're messing up here. I give prophet every pastor here the full authority to say, Gerard, you did this right, you did this wrong. You did this right, you did this wrong. Why? Because it's training. That is what it means to submit to leadership. Not do your own thing, thinking that it's fine, and then you just rebel. No. If Pastor Marie said to me, I only have till 20 past 7, we need to be done, I will make sure I'm done past 20 past 7. No. We cannot do that. That's a problem. We've got too many no's and too many reasons with God. Too many no's and too many, I can't come to church, oh, because the power is off, I can't take a shower. Shame. I can't come to church because the traffic is too hectic on this, you know, it's too hectic for E-group. For E-group Wednesday night, it's too hectic. Come on, the traffic is too bad. I want to say again, what if God wanted to encounter you, that E-group? I want you to understand the seriousness of the fire. Those of you online, I want you to understand the seriousness of the fire of God. And you will experience His fire even in your home as you are watching. There will be a conviction in the spirit tonight to be on fire for Him. God values maturity and sonship so much that when Jesus came out of the water of baptism, the heavens opened up and the Father says, this is my beloved Son. Which means He could have given Him any other title. Think about it. God the Father could have given, He could have said to Jesus, this is my Elroy, this is my Elohim, this is my Rapha, this is my Jireh. All those titles. The highest title that you can have is Son. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. That is the highest level in the realm of the Spirit, is to become a son. Have a desire to become a son in the house, a daughter in the house. How do you take ownership of the vision? If prophet is live on a Thursday night at 7 p.m., you are on. Because you take ownership for the vision God placed upon his life. You should be ready when he goes live. You should not, cannot wait to send it to your 10 best friends so that they can also connect with prophet. Think about it. How many opportunities do we miss because we put God in a box, thinking that a camera cannot touch people? We've got almost 400, how many people? Almost 1,500. I can't see, I don't know. My visitor was biased rock. I just want to say it. But yeah, we've got so many people online. I literally failed maths. I'm not joking. I failed maths. I had maths lit. It's okay. But the call of God. Amen. God takes sonship so serious that Abraham didn't have to sacrifice his mother or his brother or anyone else in his family, man. He could have sacrificed his mother-in-law. The problem is maybe Abraham would have done it. You never know. We don't know the relationship that Abraham had with his mother-in-law. But God said, go and sacrifice your son. Because that is the most important, the highest level that you can have. Why? Because a son gives inheritance. You cannot give inheritance to a servant, but you can give inheritance to a son. Son takes ownership. A son bears fruits. A son says, I will do this because this is my father's vision. Amen. Abraham, I'm going to ask you one day. True sonship will cause you to be on fire and stay on fire for God. When you realize, but hey, I'm not an orphan. I'm saying I'm not an orphan. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. When you realize that, you will stay on fire. It's about relationship. I cannot go to my dad and say, I'm not his son anymore. I will stay his son. 50 years, I will still stay his son. There's nothing you can do. But sonship will cause you to stay on fire. Because it's having a relationship with Jesus. Having a relationship with God. That's what it's about. Amen. Hebrews 1 verse 7. Are you ready to be sons and daughters that carries fire? Amen. Okay. Sure. Hebrews 1 verse 7. Let's read it. And of the angels he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. For you to be a minister, you need to be a son. A true minister will be a son and a daughter of God. That means you qualify for his fire. May you become a son of fire, a daughter of fire, a minister of fire. Pastor Martin always said, sons are thunder. Right? Always say that. I stole the Goliath theme from Pastor Martin. Ooh, ooh. We are Goliath and we won. I'm just joking. Okay. But we always, ooh, every time we saw each other, we went, ooh. But you have to show your muscles. I didn't need to soak, but it's fine. I see some stuff. I see like God sees, not like you see, man. I've got muscles. In the realm of the spirit, I might look like Pastor Chris. Kings 18 verse 24. We're going to close over with the scripture, and then we're going to pray for every young person for the activation of the fire of God. You will see evangelists, you will see prophets, you will see apostles, you will see teachers, you will see pastors coming out of this group of young people trained in the house of God. If you are 40 years old and a 16 year old is serving more than you, then there's a problem. Why must a 16 year old be a better example than you? Why must a 15 year old be at prayer every Saturday, but because you are 45, you think that you are too good because you've got kids? What if God requiring you to get a babysitter and say, listen, I'm going to church. You know what? I grew up in my old kerke, what the old bunker of us. You know, those wooden long ones. It was so cool because you always put your Bible in the front and you put your phone in the front and you put everything there. But it was frakart. It was so hard because it was old. It was old wooden chairs. I didn't stay at home as six months old baby, as a 1 year old. I was underneath that chair. And if I didn't keep my mouth shut, My father will take me to the car, give me a hiding, I will come back and I will listen to what God says. Don't say, I've got children, I'm not coming to church, I'm not attending a prayer meeting. No, man. Where's your fire? Where's your fire? You will do whatever it takes to be in His fire. May you do some introspection tonight. May you do some, oh, it's too far to drive. Is Romania here? From the Krugers, from the camp, Romania. Someone that's from Romania. Quickly stand up. Come to the front, come to the here, quickly come here. I just want the people to see that we've got international people that flew in. I just want the people to see you, that's all. Just wave your hand. Just wave your hand quickly. Okay, camera, get her. She's from Romania, man. Amen. First time at our camp. First time experiencing His fire. Amen. We've got people from Namibia. Where's Namibia? Namibia, quickly shout. Namibia. Namibia is here. The thing is, they are going back to Romania. They're going back to Namibia with the fire. They are not going back as a baby, itsy bitsy weenie, tally tabby Christian. A battle, so klein Christian. They're going back on fire with the Holy Ghost. Do you realize what's happening? Time is too short to play games. We cannot play games. Disciple people. It's an instruction. Not I'm not called to disciple people. No, it's an instruction. If you're a Christian, you disciple people. If you don't disciple people, you don't qualify to be a Christian. As easy as that. There's qualifications to have a title. We've got so many people on Facebook. If you open up their Facebook, they will say religion Christian. What fruits are in their life? Are they really Christians, or they just use it as a title to just say I'm a Christian so that I can get treated differently? No. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. You need to be a son of God, a daughter of God. I've got 1 minute left. Give me 1 minute. I've got 1 minute. Amen. Okay. 1 Kings 18 verse 24. 1 Kings 18 verse 24. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, He is God. So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Do you realize that when you call on the fire, you are calling on God? When you call on His fire, you are calling on Him. So if you say, I receive the fire, you say, I receive the fire of God, man. Do you realize what is happening tonight? You say, fire come. You say, actually, God come. Hey. So when we talk about fire, we talk about the ability of a believer to never be touched by the world and to never backslide. That is what the fire will do. You will never backslide. Because when you enter that environment that's not of God, something inside of you will knock and say, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be around these people. I'm not supposed to have these bad friends. When you are a believer, you will not look like the world. You will not smell like the world. You will not walk like the world. You will not listen to the music of the world. Because you're different. It's a different breed. Jan, is jy 'n different breed? The fire of God gives you the authority to stop people who are trying to attack you, destroy you, or come against you when you are on fire. and you know someone is speaking against you, you just start praying, God, I call fire upon every word spoken against my life, spoken against my family. May every tongue catch fire that speaks against my life. Oh, fire makes you dangerous. Fire will cause your prayer life to be dangerous. Hey, are you ready for the fire? Listen to this. If you say that you are a son and a daughter of God, listen to this. A true son will not compromise with fire. A true son will have signs that will follow them. A true son will have signs that will follow them. Kan ek gesooi brand van hierdie? Sjo. Maar is so vat. Brand my. Sjo. Dis ginger. I don't know why I get ginger. I think the tea prophet always drinks, right? Yo. It burns you, yeah, man. Fire! A true son will have a prayer life that is on fire. Matthew 3 verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Pastor Chris asked me before the service, this is a trick question. He asked me, how do you get the fire? I'm like, yo. Pastor Chris from the vraag 2 minutes before he took a preach. The only way you can catch fire and receive the baptism of fire is by God baptizing you with fire. You need to receive it. You need to receive the fire. It's not something that you can do. The fire is a baptism of fire. It's having an experience. Why do you go to Nando's? The chicken is much better there. You go to Nando's because you know the chicken strips and rice, lemon and herb flavor. It's simply the best. You go. Who of you have ever went to Pick and Pay? Yeah, at Gene Crossing. Remember the time? Yes. Who of you remember Pick and Pay, Eugene? Who of you have went there before? Pick and Pay. Who of you went to a different Pick and Pay? The one somewhere that by Centurion Lifestyle. They feel the same. You can walk into any Pick and Pay. It smells the same. It looks the same. It is the same. Because it's an experience in Pick and Pay. When you are in His presence, you will have an experience with God. When you step your foot into this church, you will have an experience with God. So the only way that you can have an encounter with His fire is by having an experience with His fire. It's not something that you can just speak and it's going to happen. You have to experience the fire. Like drinking cappuccino is the best for the experience. When you're in the presence of God, it's the best experience. Because it breaks the back of bondage. It breaks the back of rejection. It breaks the back of everything that you're feeling is. That is what an experience of the fire can do. Amen.